Well, the Aces did their good deed last week when they helped Cokie clean out of the orphanage the two old cooks who were neglecting the children and reinstated the motherly Mrs. Duffy in charge. This episode takes place several mornings later in the office of the orphanage. One of the little orphan boys is minding the office for Mrs. Duffy as there comes a knock at the door. Listen.
Come in.
Good morning, Mrs. Duffy. Oh, hello.
Hello.
I remember you. You're that little boy they call Shakespeare. The one that gave me the letter and made me promise to help the orphans.
Yes, Mrs. Duffy.
Oh, you remember me, too.
We can never forget you, Mrs. Duffy. None of
us. Well.
There aren't words enough to express our gratitude for what you've done for us, Mrs. Duffy. And I feel I can speak for my fellow orphans when I say that we'll be forever indebted to you. Because you have given us a new hope. And no matter what the future holds in store for us, I know we'll all be better men and women someday, only because we'll all be trying to pay back some of our debt to you.
Oh, isn't he cute? Cat got your tongue?
Oh, please don't speak down to me, Mrs. Duffy.
Oh, well, I'm taller than you are, Shakespeare. I'll sit down here, maybe that'll
be
okay,
too, Mrs. Duffy. Did you want to see Mrs. Duffy?
Yes, isn't she in?
She just stepped out for a few moments. She'll be back soon. I'm minding the office for her.
Oh, that's nice. What's new?
Everything, Mrs. Duffy. Everything's new. There's new hope and there's new life. Even the sunshine is new.
Sunshine? Why, it's raining now.
You don't know it in here.
Oh, well, I'm glad I told you. If you go out now, don't forget to put on your rubbers. And it's getting kind of cold.
Oh, what have you here?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Duffy.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Duffy. I'm awfully glad to see you again.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to see you, too.
Have you been taking long?
Oh, no, I just got here. I was just talking to this old boy.
I was telling Mrs. Duffy how grateful we all are.
Of course you are, and I am, too. Mr. and Mrs. Ace have done us a great service.
I told her the whole thing just like I wrote it in memory.
Oh, goodness, not that whole speech.
It is, Mrs. Duffy.
Yes, has he been boring you with that long speech, Mrs. Ace?
Yes, isn't he cute?
Well, now you run along, son.
Don't you want me to straighten out those books over there, Mrs. Duffy?
Well, that can wait. Mrs. Ace may have something private she wants to talk about.
Oh, no, this isn't private. I just wanted to ask you something.
I don't look any more, Mrs. Duffy.
Well, all right. You may straighten out the books.
Yes, no.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's on your mind, Mrs. Ace?
Beg pardon?
Well, what was it you wanted to ask me?
Well, I don't know exactly how to start this, because I haven't mentioned it to anybody yet, not even Mr. Ace. But I've been thinking about it ever since last week when we had a party here, and I heard that boy sing.
Oh, the boy that's called Caruso.
Yes, Caruso. Hasn't he got a marvelous voice?
Beautiful, Mrs. Ace.
Yes, he certainly has.
Are you interested in music?
Oh, you know, just so-and-so. We have a radio and things like that. And now and then I hum. But I just couldn't forget that boy's beautiful voice.
You must have studied music or something sometime, I suppose.
Me? Oh, no. I can't sing one note from another. I have a sister, though, that sings. Beautiful. She has a voice like a nightingale. But I can tell when I hear somebody sing that's good.
Yes, I suppose you can. We don't have to be singers to appreciate good singing.
Of course not. I could tell the minute I heard that boy sing so high. When he sang that high and didn't get red in the face, well, I knew right away he had a beautiful voice.
Yes, you'll agree on that, Mrs. Ace. He has a beautiful voice.
Yes.
Well, where do we go from there?
Well?
Well, what about the beautiful voice?
Oh, well, now let me see how I can say this. Oh, well, yes, I think you ought to do something with it, not just sing at parties in an orphanage, don't you?
Oh, I suppose someday, maybe.
That's just it. Now, I think if a boy like that had a chance to have people hear him sing, couldn't he be a great singer?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. With the proper training and right contact, he might do quite well. And if he turns out to be exceptional, he might wind up in opera.
Opera? Why, he might even get on the radio.
Yes, I suppose so.
Of course he can, if he's very good, and I think he is.
Well, he might need some training first, Mrs. Ace. Some schooling under a music teacher.
Well, yes, I guess none of us are perfect, as the saying goes.
Well, of course, that takes money, Mrs. Ace.
Money, yes, I was afraid you were going to say that. That's the fly in the oatmeal. You see, I haven't talked to Mr. Ace yet. I wanted him to hear Caruso sing first, and then I could explain it better.
Well, I'm sure the boy will be very happy for the opportunity. But when can Mr. Ace come?
Oh, no, not here, at our house.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Now, just a minute, Mrs. Ace. Let me see if I have this straight. You're not thinking of adopting the boy, are you?
Oh, no, not adopting. Just sort of helping him, you know.
Oh, you want him to become your protege.
Yes, because in that way... say pardon?
I say you want him to become your protege.
What do you mean?
You're going to start him on a singing career. Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Well, then he'll be your protege. You'll be a sort of manager for him. Isn't that what you mean?
Yes, sort of. I guess you call it that. Manager. That sounds nice. Jane A. Manager. Yes!
Oh, you make him the happiest boy in the world. I know there's nothing else he thinks about but music. And if someday he becomes a success...
Yes, well, there's no such word as if. I know he will.
Oh, I'm so excited. When can he come?
Anytime you want him, Mrs. Ace. Well, let me see. No sooner said the better. How about tomorrow night?
Anytime, Mrs. Ace. Oh, would you like to talk to him yourself?
Yes, can I?
Of course you may.
I mean, may I? Excuse me.
Shakespeare?
Yes, Mrs. Duffy?
Do you find the police store and have him come to the office, please?
Yes, thanks.
Right away, please.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Well, you can imagine how he's going to feel. This is what he's been dreaming about ever since he's been here.
How old is he? About 16?
17. Oh. He's been here 10 years. He lost his parents in an auto wreck.
Oh.
Such a well-behaved boy. A gentleman, always.
Yes, he's so sweet.
I'm sure you're making no mistake in your protege, Mrs. Ace.
Protege? Now, that isn't adopting him, is it?
Oh, no. You're just going to manage him. See to it that he gets a chance for the career.
Yes, that's it. You can go on living here just the same, can't you?
Of course.
That is until he starts doing good, and then you'll want someplace nicer. Oh, I don't mean to be throwing asparagus at this place, Mrs. Duffy. It's awfully nice here, but I...
Oh, don't... I know what you mean, Mrs. Duffy. You don't have to explain.
Oh, there he is now.
Come in.
Have you sent for me, Mrs. Duffy?
Yes, come in, son. Do you remember Mrs. Ace?
Of course I do. How do you do, Mrs. Ace? I'm happy to see you again.
Thanks. I'm glad to see you too, Caruso.
Sit down, Caruso.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think has happened?
I know, Mrs. Duffy. Shakespeare just told me.
Oh, he did?
He couldn't keep subsidies to himself. Not that one.
Well, how about? Is it all right? How about tomorrow night?
What about tomorrow night?
Oh, didn't he tell you that? Well, I want you to come over to my house and sing something. Is tomorrow night all right?
Anytime, Mrs. Ace. My time is your time.
My time is your time. See, he's beginning to sound like a singer already. Well, enough joking around. Now, let me see. Tomorrow night, then.
What would you like to have me sing, Mrs. Ace?
Song?
Yes, but what song?
May I suggest my favorite, Mrs. Ace?
All right.
You mean trees, Mrs. Duffy?
Exactly.
Trees? How does it go? Is it high?
Not too high for me, I think.
Oh, well, I like something high. I think if a person sings high, they're a good singer.
Well, it's not always how high a person sings.
Oh, I know what. Would you like to do it now, Mrs. Ace?
Yes, if you'll sing it.
What does that old organ still work, doesn't it, Caruso?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Duffy. I keep it in good shape all the time.
Come along, Mrs. Ace. We'll soon hear what we shall hear.
All right. Who's going to play?
Oh, I'll play a little, enough to give you an idea. Right through here, Mrs. Ace.
Thank you.
After you, Mrs. Ace.
Thank you.
Here we are. Well, this seems so like old times, doesn't it, Caruso?
Yes, it does, Mrs. Duffy.
Oh, goodness, but it's dusty. Well, it'll have to do. Yes, it's a nice tune. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You can sit over here, Mrs. Ace.
No, I'll stand here so I can see his face when he sings high.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
I think that I shall never sing a poem lovely as a dream. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the ever flowing grass. Look at God all day, and with her leafy arms, a tree that may in summer in the memory
beautiful. Don't forget that now.
I won't, Mrs. Ace.
Now, look, Robinson, here's what we're going to do.
Robinson?
Yes, I don't want to go on calling you Caruso all the time. I feel like I can call you by your first name.
Mrs. Ace.
Well, as long as I'm going to be his manager, I might as well.
Well, if Jane Ace, manager now. That is, if Mr. Ace gives his consent. We learn his attitude when next we meet the Easy Aces.